Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
In the Gentiles' mindset, belief in Jesus is for those who they, the Gentiles, alias white people, deem to be mentally inferior and do not possess the capacity to understand. If you are not sensible of the facts concerning Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you are not ready for anything that follows the book of John. Remember the last commandment in the Old Testament? It says, remember ye the law of Moses. Remember, too, how that Jesus attacked the law of Moses in his Sermon on the Mount. You see, by my teaching, Jesus was judged according to that same law of Moses. The law is the principal theme in the Old Testament. The law is the principal theme in that call, the New Testament, as well. That is why you were commanded to remember the law of Moses in the last chapter of Malachi of the Old Testament. Jesus warred against the law, and the law prevailed. This is a statement you should commit to memory. It concerns Jesus. The statement is, the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. The statement is a conclusionary one. It tells the end of Jesus. There is a rhyme in the statement, slain, plain. For some, the element of rhyming makes the statement easy to remember. The word beast is a descriptive term. You can now put a name to the statement. You can say, the beast, Jesus, was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Or you can simply say, Jesus was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. You can say this as well. The criminal character Jesus was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. However, exactly how you commit the statement to memory is entirely up to you. The main thing is that you commit the statement to memory. Also, a name can be put to the Hebrew 10:28 statement. He, Jesus, that despised Moses' law, died without mercy. In Deuteronomy 9:7, it says, there's a rule in the Bible, Deuteronomy 9:7, which says, remember and forget not. Real simple, isn't it? I say to you, remember the statement and forget it not. The statement that I gave to you, coming from Daniel 7:11. The beast Jesus was slain, his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Why do I say you are not ready for that which follows the book of John if you are not sensible to that content in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John having to do with the revelation of Jesus? These are reasons why I say that. In the book of Acts 1:22-23, it says, you have taken and slain whom God has raised up. Speaking of Jesus, let me read the statement. Acts 1:22 says this. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Now, you know that that did not happen in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, these words here that I'm reading are ascribed to Paul, the character Paul. Paul is saying something that is not so. He's speaking of Jesus saying, a man approved of God. That is simply not so. Nowhere in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John do you find that God approved of Jesus and his doings and speaking. Nowhere. So remember, I'm giving you reasons why, if you are not sensible of the fact of the matter concerning Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you are not ready for anything that follows the book of John, like Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, and all like that, etc. You're not ready for it. Remember, Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was found to be a criminal who was anti-God, despised God, despised the law, despised all authority. That's settled. We know that now. That's the fact. coming from the revelation of Jesus. Okay, now verse 23 of Acts 2.
Him
being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Listen, whom God hath raised up. God did not raise up Jesus from the dead. The beast was slain, Jesus was slain, his body was destroyed and given to the burning flame. Having loosed Acts, back to Acts and Paul, having loosed the pains of death because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. I've shown you this. The Bible teaches. The Bible asks, if a man dies, shall he live again? And the answer there is no. Man, the Bible says, man dies, he lies down, and rises not, and he does not continue to live. So, that's one reason. Another reason, Romans, Acts 24:15. Acts 24:15 says this. Paul is talking, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Simply not so. Simply not so. Let's go to the book of Romans, Romans 1:4. Romans 1:4 says this. Let me start with verse 3. Concerning his son Jesus, Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. These are things you should know, that the Bible does not promote and teach a resurrection of the dead. Jesus taught of a resurrection of the dead, but that was in contrast to that which is in the Old Testament, the law he was under, the law and sacred word that Jesus was under. Okay. The Bible does not teach and uphold a resurrection of the dead. And it does not teach that Jesus was the Son of God. Okay. Although Jesus may have said he was the Son of God. Jesus was the son of Joseph, who was the son of Eli. Going by the revelation of Jesus, going by the information that is in Matthew and the book of Luke with respect to Jesus' father. Yeah. And declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. There is no evidence that Jesus rose from the dead. You cannot say because the tomb was empty that that's proof of Jesus' resurrection. Jesus did not rise from the dead. In the story concerning Jesus, there, the Bible teaches there is no resurrection of the dead. Jesus taught despite that which is in the sacred word. Jesus taught a resurrection from the dead. Jesus taught blasphemy. Okay? Jesus taught iniquity and blasphemy. And that was part of the reason Jesus was found guilty of blasphemy and was put to death. His body destroyed and given to the burning flame. 1 Corinthians 15:42 and 52 speaks of, Paul there speaks of, the dead shall be raised incorruptible. In 2 Corinthians 5:14 through 15, Paul says about Jesus that he died for all. We know from the information given in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that Jesus did not die for all. Jesus died for his own sins, as the law required every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Galatians 1:1, Paul speaks of God the Father who raised him, Jesus, from the dead. We know better, so I don't have to elaborate on that. Ephesians 1:19 through 20, Paul speaks sin, which he, God, wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. All these statements here are from Paul. Okay. Philippians 2, 5 through 11, Paul speaks of God highly exalting Jesus. We know that is simply not the case. Therefore, I say to you, if you are not sensible of the truth of the matter concerning Jesus, that is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you are not ready for anything that follows the book of John. Okay, Philippians 3:10, Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Philippians 3:20, Paul said, in heaven from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' body was, Jesus was slain, his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Colossians 3:1, Paul said, if ye then be risen with Christ, and he said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. 1 Thessalonians 9:10, Paul speaks of waiting for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead. Nowhere in the revelation of Jesus, in the body, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, do you find God raising Jesus from the dead. Okay. Second Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 8, Paul speaks, saying, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Now this phrase right here, a statement right here, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed. Remember that. I want to speak on that. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed. 1 Timothy 2:5, Paul speaks, saying, one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Jesus is not a mediator between God and me. Jesus, the beast was slain, his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. And remember, Jesus despised God. Remember, Jesus cursed God. That was one of the charges against him, written up in the love indictment, which was against him, and for which he was prosecuted. Okay. 2 Timothy 2:8, Paul speaks, saying, remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead according to my Paul's gospel. That's Paul's gospel. Paul's gospel is erroneous, deliberately erroneous. Paul's gospel is blasphemous. Paul's gospel is an evil thing, just as the things which Jesus taught. Jesus taught evil. Paul, following Jesus' footsteps, taught evil. It's so important to remember, as the rule says, remember and forget not. Paul is adding to things. There is no, Jesus was not resurrected in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Paul, we know that his Jesus' disciples went on to deceive people, saying that Jesus was resurrected. But Jesus was not resurrected because men do not rise from the dead. That's a fact. When the last time you heard of someone rising from the dead? I mean, that was really dead. Not maybe just simply thought mistakenly to be dead, but that was dead and buried. Okay? But remember, Jesus was not only buried, his body was taken from the grave and was destroyed and was burned up, given to the burning flame. Burned up, his body was consumed by fire. Jesus did not rise in the story, and men do not rise in real life. The Bible asks, what is truth? Truth is, as far as much as we know, there is no resurrection of the dead. It just doesn't happen. It has not happened. You may go on and say, well, it may happen. You know, but the question is, do men rise from the dead? The answer is no. We have no knowledge of men rising from the dead. Moving on. Okay, and remember, Paul said that Jesus was raised from the dead according to his gospel, his own gospel. Not according to facts, not according to truth, not according to the scriptures. And that's another statement I want to get to, which he says according to the scriptures. Well, according to the scriptures, Jesus was not raised. According to the scriptures of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus was not raised. Men do not rise from the dead. Now, Titus 1, verse 2, Paul spoke, saying, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God, in the Bible, never promised anybody eternal life. We know that Jesus spoke of eternal life. But that is in contrast to the things written in the Holy Scriptures. If a man dies, shall he rise again? No, man lies down, and he rises not. He continues not to live. Okay, and then there's Titus 2, verse 13, Paul spoke, saying, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. Lie after lie after lie. That's why these things are written here. And that's why the Bible teaches, remember and forget not. Remember and forget not. Paul is teaching blasphemy. Paul is teaching error, just as Jesus did. And Paul calls himself what? A servant of Jesus. Jesus was a liar. Paul, being a servant of Jesus, is a liar. So, those things were spoken, as we're told, by Paul. These things that I just read show that Paul is against God and the law of his God, as was Jesus. Paul is indeed a despiser of God and all that is worshipped, just as Jesus was. Christianity teaches lies just as Jesus taught lies. Christianity is an evil. The authorities, in accordance with the law, saw Jesus as an evil. And the Bible says you shall put away that evil from among you. The Bible says, for the offenses Jesus committed, each one of the three, remember the bill of indictment, each of the charges brought a penalty of death. And Jesus was found guilty of those charges written up in the bill of indictment that I presented to you last time. Jesus was found guilty. And, of course, I've said it over and over. He was sentenced to death as the law required. What law? The law that was given by God to Moses. and which law Moses brought to the people. Jesus was subject to the law of Moses, but he rebelled against it. As I showed you from a statement, and I hope to read that, so let me move on. Okay. I'm mocking here. Okay, now, at the beginning of this series, I spoke on Mary the profligate and mother of Jesus. Also, at the beginning, I put forth the statement, repent and believe the gospel. Now, the title of this episode is The Revelation of the Revelation of Jesus. I made no mistake there. I meant exactly that, the revelation of the revelation of Jesus. And remember when I was reading Paul's offenses there, 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 8, Paul spoke about the Lord Jesus being revealed. And here in 1 Peter, which is not by Paul, obviously, here in 1 Peter 1:13, it says, at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So the question is, where is the revelation of Jesus Christ? The Lord Jesus shall be revealed. Has he been revealed? Yes, I say to you, this is the revelation of the revelation of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That body of content presents to us, that body of content presents to us the revelation of Jesus. Now, if you have read or are reading the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you did not understand what you were reading. You were reading the revelation of Jesus. The revelation of Jesus, I repeat, is given in the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It exposes Jesus. It shows Jesus. It shows Jesus to be, what, a criminal who went about resisting the law, rebelling against his God, cursing his God, and all. And we know the rest of the story. Okay? So I say to you, the revelation of Jesus Christ is that body of content making up the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The revelation I have presented to you, I have given to you now, the revelation of the revelation of Jesus. Now, back to this. I asked the question, what is the gospel? What is gospel? The word gospel is synonymous to truth. So when I say gospel, I'm speaking of truth. The word truth, the word gospel truth came up, the gospel truth of Mary, mother of Jesus, is this. In the story, Mary, one woman, she is a harlot. Then I came to Jesus. I sought to answer the question, what is the gospel of or concerning Jesus? I wanted to know, what is the gospel truth of about Jesus, who is called Christ? I found out that according to the IRA, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these are aliases of the Son of Man, Christ, and Son of God. And that is a gospel truth concerning Jesus. Another truth concerning Jesus is seen in 2 Thessalonians, which says that man of sin, listen, that man of sin, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called of all that is called God. So, and it goes on. That's a gospel truth, that statement there. A gospel truth concerning Jesus is Jesus rebelled against his God and the law. He warred against his God and the law and lost. Another gospel truth of Jesus is Jesus, who despised Moses' law, died without mercy. Another gospel truth of Jesus is Jesus was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And yet another gospel truth of Jesus is this. in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is shown to be a deliberate, compulsive, and calculating lawbreaker who was put to death for his own sins. This is true, no matter how you look at it, or how you look at the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the conclusion is the same. Jesus is a criminal who is convicted and put to death for his own sins as required by law. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. That's Deuteronomy 24:16. Now, in closing, hear these words. In the Gentiles' mindset, belief in Jesus is for those who they, the Gentiles, alias white people, deem to be mentally inferior and do not possess the capacity to understand. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 gives a characterization of Jesus, that man of sin, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Hebrews 10:27 offers a comment on the death of Jesus. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy. Daniel 7:11 renders a summary statement on the death of Jesus. The beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Point to remember. John 9:16, he, Jesus, keepeth not the Sabbath day. 2 John 9:14, it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes, the blind man's eyes. 3 John 7:23, Jesus confessed to healing on the Sabbath day. 4 John 5:16, the authorities sought to slay Jesus because he had healed on the Sabbath day, because that's the duty of the law, to prosecute sin. Okay. 5 John 7:12, Jesus deceives the people. 6 John 8:7, Jesus lifted up, exalted himself. 7 John 9:16, this man, Jesus, is not of, he is not from God. 8 John 9:24, we know that this man, Jesus, is a sinner. Case closed. Okay, question. Are you familiar with the content of the Bill of Indictment, which was read by the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, in the preceding episode? That is very important information. All of this is very important information. All the things I have shown and pointed out concerning Jesus to people in general and black people in particular show that black people have an enemy who has given them an illegitimate faith, a faith consisting of nothing but lies, people that is not good at all. I say to you, receive the truth that has come from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. Turn to him and worship thou him as the law commands. So, that is it. Remember this, I have made known to you the revelation of Jesus. I have revealed the revelation of Jesus, which is that body of content making up the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There you find the revelation of Jesus. And I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, have given to you, I have made known to you, Jesus, I have revealed the true character of Jesus to you. Remember this? Starting September 1, 2012, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And the Lord should receive these checks and money orders by the 15th of each month. direct your correspondence to the Lord God, Tommy Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. And also remember, the commandment has gone forth for the people to build a temple of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, people, look at the Bible. Hear my word. And obey the law. Obey the law. I have given to you the law. Obey it. Obey it. Join me next time.